Hello everyone, this is Songs from a Room, an intimate singer-songwriter showcase where I, Bob Palos, invite very talented artists to the podcast for a one-on-one. We'll learn a little about each artist, what inspires them, what brought them to play the music they play, and the moments that led them to write the songs they wrote. Then finally, play me a song.
Hopefully my sound from a room. My equipment doesn't crap out on me for this, but I'm here in my apartment with Melody Stolpe, and she's going to share some music with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, and thanks for being in my living room. And
it's a lovely living
room. Thank you. I did nothing to make it that way, but it's all my wife. I've known you for many years now.
Yeah.
I don't know how many.
Kind of crazy.
Right?
Yeah, maybe like 8 years.
Eight, probably.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Time is... I'm horrible at,
at
naming numbers and knowing when anything happens in my life.
Yeah, you move to New York and then a tornado happens called time and you're just like in a whirlwind of like, rent.
Where am I?
Yeah, what I'm going to be 40.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're going to be 40.
One of the first members of my band.
Oh, that's I did. I played a little bass guitar.
Yes. Yeah.
It's funny. I'm like, I forget that I play bass sometimes.
You're a good bass player too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was raised a bass player. Mm-hmm. Daddy put a bass guitar in my little hands and made me go, and which is why I've been half committed to it my whole life.
Oh yeah, I know that story. I can relate.
You come from a musical family too?
Yeah, my dad was a singer. He was like a club singer for a really long time, and then he became a wedding singer and then a DJ. And my mom was more into like theater and stuff, so. But that's why I'm named Melody, because
Melody.
My parents like music, and my dad's a singer.
I think they said if I was a woman, I would have been Melody, too.
Yes. I got a hand-me-down name. My brother was going to be named Melody if he came out a girl, but then he was a boy, so then...
So then you got
I got the name.
Yeah.
I lucked out. I always get self-conscious that people think that I changed my name legally, and that's so like embarrassing and seems so weird and vain. But I didn't. I was born with this name.
Yeah, and you do, and you make melodies.
Yeah, what do you know?
So yeah, your dad played music, put a guitar in your hands. When did you start?
No, not that.
Yeah.
My dad's a pretty anxious person, and he like didn't really want me touching the guitars, I think. And I was like a theater kid growing up. So I didn't touch a guitar until I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to school for theater, which was a mistake. But and I like begged to be in the songwriting course because we could choose like emphases. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Our senior year. And I wanted to like start writing and expressing myself in a different way because theater is very much like you're saying other people's words and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I had kind of a bad relationship with the guy who was running that course, and I had to like beg him to let me in, but he did. And then I was like, oh, and now I have to learn an instrument. So I thought I was going to do piano cause I sort of know piano, but then he was like, you know, you should try guitar. It's a lot easier to write on guitar. And that's why I play guitar. I don't think I'm the best guitar player at all, but I use it to write.
You're a great
songwriter. Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever makes the chords come out and, the songs get written.
Yeah.
It's a tool.
Yes. I'm very lucky I have really talented members of my band that can up the ante with the instrumentals.
Yeah.
So that I, you know,
just
they beef up the songs
they're
pretty
ripping
well.
It around you.
They know what they're doing. Yeah.
So you took the course. Was it like, did it like just, had you been like writing poems before or like thinking or like writing and like, felt like I can put it into music or is it?
Yeah, I think that I've just always been like kind of afraid of myself. So I I really like deadlines and things that sort of push me to put mm-hmm. thoughts on paper. I have a lot of thoughts, but I don't value them often. And yeah, I just felt like compelled to do that course because that was something my dad always said, like, oh, the money's in songwriting, which it's not. But but I was like, oh, this is an opportunity. I should maybe do this. And I really like it.
Yeah.
Turns out
you're pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, I like storytelling and stuff. Yeah. So.
And here we are today. You've and then that was, where were you born? Where was that?
I was born in California.
Okay, so I was in California.
Yeah, well, I went to college in Boston.
And then you went to Boston.
Yes, and then I've pretty much been on the East Coast ever since.
Yeah, and then did you jump right into a band right away, or?
Or did you start? No. That was another thing I was like terrified to do. Mm-hmm. And I started playing like open mics at the Sidewalk Cafe and the Path Cafe. I think that's where maybe I met Emily.
Mm-hmm. Emily Fremdgen, for those who don't know.
Oh,
another singer-songwriter, been on the podcast.
Our friend. And yeah, that's, I feel like the pandemic hit and I was like, okay, what am I doing with my life? And then I asked my friends who are in this other band, Next Great American Novelist, to be in my band. Mm-hmm. And that's, they're kind of like a built-in unit.
Yeah.
So it was really easy to start playing with them. And of course, my friend Nick, who I write with, Nick Watt.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you said the pandemic, but you've been playing for a while.
Yes. And I mean, I guess I tried to start that band then.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I had one foot in the door, but I was like, yeah, I'll play bass for
you. No, it was great. I think, yeah, I guess I like sort of loosely tried, but that, I feel like it came together more and I was like, oh, this can be a thing that I can feel confident in. But yeah, I was never cool enough to be like, I want to be in a band.
I want to put a band together.
Yeah,
It's like you. So you go, the group is Sweetbreads.
Yes. And I think it's the theaterness of it all that I thought I couldn't do things myself for a really long time. Because with theater, it takes like so many people to put something together. And then the actors just like show up sometimes what it feels like. But yeah, it took me a long time to just kind of have the confidence to be like, I want to play these songs and like maybe people will like playing them with me and stuff like that. So I'm glad I'm there now though, because it's really fun to play music with people.
You have, I guess you call it a following. I mean,
I feel like it's all just my friends.
That's
what
a following is, you know, but they come to your shows and they love it, you know.
I'm grateful. Yeah. Very grateful people come. But
yeah. And it's, you know, but you have a solid constructed sound, which wasn't when I was playing. That's that's the thing. I've like, really, it's funny. You just like learn to follow. Or as a bass player, I can follow very well and then never learn a song.
It happens. I mean, I don't think I knew how to like articulate anything that I wanted musically. Like, I feel like I'm just learning how to do that now. And it's through like making demos and recording more than actually playing live.
You learn how to make the sound you want from each instrument.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's always hard trying to get a vision to come together, especially when more people are involved. And
What songs were you planning on doing today? Or do we have...
Yeah.
Or were you just going to pick from a hat? Which I've seen them both.
I think I was planning to do a song called Satisfy and then a song called Open Mic. I think we're just doing two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one you're going to do, Satisfy, is not on, but you have it demoed out and you're working it out.
Yes. Hopefully it'll be out like this year.
Okay. And how'd you write this one?
The thought started because my bandmate Nick Watt would always, he had this like funny little thing happen at his work where he was trying to like campaign to get artwork in his office. And basically someone told him that he should stop doing that because his boss was getting like really irritated with it.
Wow.
And that's where like the seed of the idea of the song came from, like a office with no art. And then it's just a song about people pleasing.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm a big people pleaser. Many of us are.
Yeah, so it's, you know, yeah. The easy way just to let the conflict resolute is just to let it wash over.
Yes.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, so then I just started writing, like, little vignettes, and the song, like, kind of evolved from there. And that's how we got Satisfied.
All right, let's listen to it.
Here we go. Mo's back at the office, gray cubicle, dull hum of the monitor, no art on the wall, lukewarm coffee before the team meeting, stepping into a classroom, one intention in his head, he's singing, ooh. I wanna satisfy the need to be what they have in mind. Claire's up in her bedroom, painting her face. Spent over an hour getting her hair perfectly in place. And all of her girlfriends are saying he they'll burn with envy when she's naked in his bed, singing, ooh, I want to satisfy the need to be what they have in mind. Ooh, I want to satisfy the need. Faucet running, alone in the bathroom with your phone in your hand. Raise it up to the mirror and get the angle right. Pose for the camera, babe, and you just might.
Say that I think going pickless was the good choice.
Yes, yeah.
Hit the song really well.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, yeah. That was great. That's a great song.
Thank you.
I love the emergence of selfie references in music. Yeah.
I know it's a tricky line to tread.
Yeah.
And like swiping right and all of that stuff. Yeah.
But no, that was beautifully put selfie reference too.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, all around good song.
That's probably the one I'm the most proud of.
Oh, yeah?
I've ever written, I would say. Yeah. I'm like, will I ever write something like that again? I don't know. Like, the bridge is so simple.
But I love it. It progresses it, though. You know, it really takes it somewhere.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, great song. What is it about the song that, other than the bridge there, that you really love about it?
I think, well, I like the clear vignettes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah, vignettes is a good word for each one of those are different, like a different little slice of life.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like you can really try, but yeah, you won't quite get like a clear picture. Uh-huh. And I feel like with all three of those, you do.
Yeah.
And I like that at the end, there's just like a very subtle like turn where I admit that I am a huge people pleaser myself. Yeah. And that this is something I feel all the time.
Self-criticism is in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very small, but it's there.
How long do you think it took to write that song? Was it because you said you had like different vignettes?
Yeah, I feel like it took maybe like a couple weeks.
Yeah,
like I had the first idea, and then I like to, because I'm an insecure person, I really trust Nick. I'll like call Nick and be like, "Hey, I've got an idea for a song," and I'll like play it for him or something. And it's something like that happened where he came over, and I think Ben Shapiro came over because he was the drummer in the mm-hmm. band at that time. And I tried to like write it with them, but it wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
And so then I had to just be like, well, no, I'm going to write it myself pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I wrote the rest of it. But the last verse was the hardest one to write because coming up with the bathroom imagery was like, even the way it is right now, I'm like, it's a little silly.
No, I think it's very poetically descripted, narrated, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I wanted it to seem like, you know, maybe it was like a nude.
Oh.
Because you're bare feet and...
Oh, yeah.
Like
that one slipped right past me.
And yeah, but I'm like, I don't think that totally comes across. Everybody takes selfies in the bathroom regardless if they're naked or not. So
yeah, but bare feet does. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. I think a song has to be listened to, or, you know, like a really good song, you keep listening to it and like finding new meaning in the words. So I feel like that's a slow burn.
And maybe I said too much too, because sometimes it's better left to the imagination.
No, I think it's just the right amount, you know? First time around, it takes you a second to catch, oh, he's talking about a bathroom selfie. And then the second time around, you start peeling more apart from it, you know?
Yeah.
The next song you're going to do is called Open Mic.
Yes.
And it's about, you said, working for tips or just the whole...
It's kind of about addiction.
Okay, a little bit about addiction.
And like how you can see addiction in other people, like, and then you're like, well, fuck, I'm addicted to all kinds of shit too.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to this like chase and this impossible feeling. And yeah, kind of like reconciling with that or.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen, huh?
Here we go. Genie borrowed my keys to bump a bunch of ketamine in the bathroom stall. Chased it down with what was left of her fifth white claw. She'd do almost anything to separate her mind from her body. It made me sad, it scared me. Avoided eyes when we washed our hands. You'll never know all the pain another person feels. Swallowing stars, nipping at God's heels. Kicking up dust and watching stone clouds form. Why is dying easier than being born? It's Monday night at the open mic. traveled for an hour to stand in line, played for 4 minutes on the stage, in hopes of landing a gig with tips for pay. We'd do almost anything to try to get ourselves heard and seen. Is that too much to be asking? Stared at the floor when they called my name to sing. You'll never know all the pain another person feels, swallowing stars, nipping at God's heels, kicking up dust, watching storm clouds form. Why is dying easier than being born? Unspoken words like tectonic plates shifting around, but nobody feels the earth shake. Can't you feel it? The angels crying out, want you to speak. You're stumbling, strung out, feeling weak. Keep yearning for a hand to hold, but there is no easy fix. We all carry a heavy load. Why can't we know all the light the nighttime steals, swallowing stars, nipping at God's heels, kicking up dust, watching storm clouds form? Why is dying easier than being born? Unspoken words like tectonic plates shifting around. Nobody feels a shake. Can't you feel it? To bump a bunch of ketamine in the bathroom stall, and I stared at the stickers on the wall. I'd do almost anything to turn back the clock and say something, but who was I to be judging? Walked out the door, bought us both another drink.
I love the, that is, yeah, the imagery of staring at the stickers on the wall by your friend. We've all been there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's a rough one. It's a very rough feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And like, so you bookended with that that imagery, and I felt like it was such, I feel like it was crafted in a way that really made you rethink, because at first you take it nonchalantly, you know. You say it and you slow it down and like really makes you think like this is what's happening. You're like, oh yeah, it's so
yeah.
sad.
Yeah, and that was the thing, like the situation that actually happened. It was like my friend was too, like, didn't know where her own keys were.
Yeah,
and that's why she needed to use mine. And that was like,
yeah,
what?
That little extra. Yeah, you don't even have your own keys.
Yeah, it was rough. A rough night. But, you know, I changed the name, obviously.
Yeah.
But I will say, I co-wrote this song with Nick. Like, he came up with the why is dying easier than being born line.
Oh, wow.
He really he comes up with some really good, like, poetic lines that I, like, don't have the courage to say, I think. And then I'm like, yes, Nick, that's it. So he's amazing. I love working with Nick.
Yeah. No, you two have been, and you've been working together for a long time now.
Yes. And we met at the Sidewalk open mic.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of those long, long open mic nights where they go until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Sidewalk Cafe would, yeah, that was just like a whole journey. If you're going there, you're going to be there.
Yes. And they had like the double happy hour. Like, it would start like a little bit before the mic and end around like 9. And then if you were staying there all night, around like midnight, there was another happy hour. You could get like drinks for really cheap again. I miss that place so much.
Yeah. I just miss my youth.
yeah, seriously.
I mean, next time I'm at a mic and it's at like after like 10 p.m., I'm like, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But I do miss.
Sorry.
Yeah. I do miss being young and out just to be out and performing at like after 1 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. And like being just excited about it. Like just being so jazzed to finally go up and play your one song for a room of like. I don't even know. By that point, there's like hardly anyone there, but you're like, I committed to this.
Yeah, I did it. I did it. Yeah. Well crafted song.
Thank you. I'm proud of that one. So is Nick.
Yeah.
I had that idea. Like I had the first verse written.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to Nick's and I was like, I have these ideas. And we worked for like hours.
Yeah.
It was, and we left feeling so dejected with what we had and like feeling really unsure about it. And then like the next day or a few days later, I sort of sculpted it into what it is today. And it was like, oh, this actually makes a lot of sense and is not a bad song. And then we were like, wait, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah. That's funny. So it was just like, it just wasn't gelling.
Yeah, the verses weren't landing in the way that I wanted them to. Mm. And it's so funny how like just a few words can change that. And just like time thinking about it can help you like recognize like what you're really trying to say there.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about like art and creativity, things like that. Yeah, sometimes you're like staring at the wall. Yeah. And then you step away for a second, and then it just releases.
It opens up. Yeah. It's thank goodness for that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The tension before is terrible.
Oh, God. Yeah, an unfinished thing, and just, because you know it's good, but you just don't know how to make it good yet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and you did. So did you have that bookend idea initially, or did that form later, too?
That formed later. It's so funny how it takes a while for you to just arrive to those thoughts and really like recognize like, yeah, that is what happened.
And that one's not on Bandcamp yet either?
No, I think that's going to be like the title of the EP.
Nice.
When it gets made.
Yeah. Still in the demoing stages.
Please let it get made.
Yeah. I got to get some of that funding out there. People who have money, give the money so that art can be made.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're recording a podcast in a broken interface.
I should give a shout out to Jason Cummings, my bandmate and producer.
Jason Cummings, bandmate and producer.
He's really great, and basically I just have a rolling tab with him that I'll pay off one day.
So that's how you've gotten...
And a very low rate. He's so talented, I should be paying more, but...
That's great, yeah. You got a team behind you. I mean, Sweetbreads... You're a tight unit. I'm glad you've taken to leading a band.
Yay!
Let's see. Do we got any shows to plug or anything coming up?
At the end of the month, I'm playing Owl Music Parlor for the first time.
Owl Music Parlor. This will probably be out in like a week or so.
Yeah. It's I think we're playing on the 29th.
On the 29th of March, 2024. If you're listening back, you've missed it.
Yes. And there's always shows. I guess I should just plug my Instagram. My shows are on Instagram at Sweetbreads Music.
At Sweetbreads Music. Sweetbreads Music, or is that on Bandcamp? Well, all the links will be in the description.
Yeah, Bandcamp. And
we'll get those from you and, you know, give her money, and then you can listen to these songs on the EP open mic will be the title.
Yeah. I've got a vision. I just got
the Bandcamp link will stay and it will grow and you will listen to it. Thanks for being here.
Bob, it was really fun.
Thanks for listening. This was Songs from a Room.
I love to gab.
Thank you to Ben Shapiro for providing all the theme music, Any inquiries, just email us at songsfromaroompodcast@gmail.com. Stay tuned, dialed up, and downloaded for the next episode. Bye.